Ron McGee in John Fulton Adams' house reminds me of the set of an old horror movie. Chestnut 1884, as they call her, is an old Victorian-style home in the historic Northeast. The house is a strong reflection to their styles as artists. Ron McGee is an actor, director, playwright, and staple in the Kansas City theater scene. His husband, John Fulton Adams, is a costume and clothing designer. The two are giving me a tour of some of their favorite things around their house.
This is our cabinet of curiosities. And what you fill it with is bones and bottles and different things that make us happy.
There's taxidermy in every room. Most of the time, the animals are wearing a hat or a scarf. And, as any good host, Ron keeps offering me something to drink.
Do you guys want a swig of moonshine from Kentucky?
John describes the vibe of the house perfectly and why they decorate it the way they do.
I'm so used to being in and around theaters that I feel the need to live in a way on a set.
And for two people who thrive on the dramatic, both say they were shocked when they found themselves wanting to settle down with each other. After they got married 6 years ago, a ceremony not recognized by the state but significant to their relationship, the two moved into a house and are now raising two dogs and three chickens together.
Ladies, let's get you some food. You want to come inside?
John said he didn't believe in soulmates until he met Ron, and neither imagined they'd crave watching Stephen King and Bruce Willis movies at night. But the two weren't always so comfortable with each other. In fact, Ron's first impression of John was really negative.
I thought he was stuck up and mean.
John didn't feel the same way, though. He was intrigued by Ron after their unique meeting at a benefit.
And I started to set my glass down, and from the middle of the table, a voice came that said, "Get your glass off my dress. I've got to perform. I'm going on." And I looked up, and the centerpiece was Ron McGee, and he was dressed as a table.
But since you can't judge a book by its cover, or a table by its centerpiece, the two ended up dating. But for two intensely creative people, dating someone else with similar passion can backfire. John dated many other artists and describes the negative effect these relationships had on both his personal life and his work.
A lot of people I've dated have not understood my creative drive. It's gone from not supporting to completely trying to squelch it.
Ron also struggled when dating other actors, but describes him and John's working relationship to be as cohesive and complementary as the romantic one.
One great thing is his design world is backstage and mine's on stage, so we can mesh together easier.
This ability to learn from one another has intertwined their professional and personal lives. Both Ron and John agree that once they met each other, their respective art careers were influenced by the other. Ron will incorporate inside jokes, like the couple's love of Red Lobster, into a play he's writing. And John has costumed many of Ron's shows, using design he knows that they both will love. And now that they are settled into their marriage, Ron and John praise the Kansas City art community for helping them with this life they've created together. Both have lived in different places and agree that Kansas City is the best place to practice their art. After living in expensive cities, Ron enjoys how cheap it is to live here, because he can focus on his acting career and not stress about money. John has a different connection with the city and its art community, which stems from a rocky relationship with his family a few years ago. When Ron and John got married, nobody from John's side of the family attended.
That community is our, I'll say our, it's our chosen family. If you look at our wedding pictures, we had jazz players and burlesque dancers and dominatrixes and drag queens. But when I look at the picture, I just see brothers and sisters.
And in addition to their art family in Kansas City, both Ron and John can't imagine creating their art and sharing their passion without the other.
And in theater and in art world, at times I feel it's a very lonely world.
And why do you say that?
Because you're giving your all to people. It's a, when you step on stage, you should be giving 110%. And that's 350 people plus, or how many's in your audience, 50, whatever, is taking that energy from you. And if you don't have someone to give back to you, it can be very lonely. So I don't feel alone anymore. Also, we have two dogs and two chickens. And that helps, too.
John is currently working on a high-end couture line he hopes to launch in September, while still working at Churchill and teaching costuming at William Jewell. Ron just finished Lyle the Crocodile at the Coterie, where he starred as Mr. Grumps, who had a passionate love of his own for his beloved cat.
So lovely-dovely, so perfectly huggable, soft and snuggable, lovely-dovely, so gentle and cuddlish. I turn into a...
For Casey Currents, this is Claire McInerney.
Like peaches and cream, we two are a team. I feel so befuddlish. My dear, my sweetie, my loyal companion, when I'm with you, I sing with such reckless abandon. Lovey-dovely, when push comes to shovely, I'll protect you from pigeons, pests, and poodles, 'cause Loretta dear,